They walked slowly up the stairs, and a moment later the four of them stood together. Sarah was flushed with happiness, and she was still holding William's hand as her parents reached them.
"You've come to guide us around Italy, I see," Mr. Thompson said to him with amusement. "Very considerate of you, Your Grace. Thank you very much indeed for coming."
"I felt it my duty," William said, looking happy and a little sheepish.
"We are very happy to see you."
He spoke for them all, and clearly Sarah, who was beaming.
"It should be a much happier trip now. I'm afraid Sarah didn't think much of the Colosseum."
Sarah laughed. In fact, she had hated every moment without William. "I'll try to do better tomorrow, Father," she said.
"I'm sure you will."
And then he turned to William.
"You have a room, I assume, Your Grace?"
They were becoming good friends, and the elder Thompson liked him.
"I do, sir. An entire suite of them, I might add. Very handsome. My secretary made the accommodation, and God only knows what he told them. Second in line to the crown, at the very least, judging by what they've done."
The four of them laughed and walked on up the stairs, chattering amiably about where they should go for dinner. And as they walked, William gently squeezed her hand, thinking of the future. The time in Rome flew by on wings, visiting cathedrals, museums, Palatine Hill, and visiting some of William's friends in some very lovely villas. They went to the beach at Ostia and dined in elegant restaurants with an occasional foray into some quaint trattorias. And at the end of the week, they moved on to Florence for more of the same, until at last in their third week, they went to Venice. And by then, William and Sarah were closer than ever and more in love. They seemed to think and move as one. To people who watched them and didn't know who they were, it would have been difficult to believe that they weren't married.
"It's been such fun,"
Sarah said as they sat by the swimming pool at the Royal Danieli, late one afternoon.
"I love Venice," she said.
The entire trip had been like a honeymoon, except that her parents were there, and she and William had not done anything they shouldn't have, which hadn't been entirely easy for either of them. But at the outset, they had promised each other they'd behave.
"I love you desperately," he said, happily soaking up the sun.
He had never been happier in his life, and he knew for sure now that he would never leave her.
"I don't think you should go back to New York with your parents," he said half-jokingly,
but he opened one eye to see her reaction to what he was saying. "And what do you suggest I do instead? Move in with your mother at Whitfield?"
"That's a nice idea, but frankly, I'd prefer to have you with me in London in the house there."
She smiled at him. She would have liked nothing more, but it was a dream that would never come to fruition.
"I wish I could, William," she said softly, as he rolled over on his stomach and got up on his elbows to discuss the matter with her further.
"And just why is it that you can't remind me?"
She had a long list of objections that he always pooh-poohed, the first of which was her divorce, and the second his succession to the throne.
"You know why."
But he didn't want to. And finally she kissed him and urged him to be grateful for what they had.
"It's more than some people have in a lifetime."
She had come to be infinitely grateful for him and for each moment they shared. She knew only too well how precious it all was and how rare and how unlikely that it would ever happen again in her lifetime. He sat up next to her then as they watched the boats and the gondolas in the distance as the spires of St. Mark's Cathedral rose toward the sky.
"Sarah," he took her hand in his. "I'm not playing at this."
"I know that."
He leaned over and kissed her gently on the lips and said something he had never said to her quite that openly before.
"I want to marry you."
He kissed her again then, in a way that told her he meant it. But eventually she pulled away from him and shook her head with anguish.
"You know we can't,"
she whispered to him as he kissed her.
"We can. I'm not going to let my place in the succession or your divorce stop us now. That's absolutely absurd. No one but no one in England gives a damn what I do. The only one I care about is my mother, and she adores you. I told her before you ever met her that I wanted to marry you, and after she met you, she said she thought it a very sensible plan. She's completely for it."
"You told her before you took me to lunch at Whitfield?"
Sarah looked horrified, and he grinned at her wickedly.
"I thought she ought to know that you were important to me. I've never told her about anyone before, and she said she was just grateful that she'd lived long enough to see me."